Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 987. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rebaron Zisel, Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Refuah Shalema Nochum Ben Miriam, Shtakav Refuah Shalema B'Soich Shechayle Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Maver, kindling a fire. Okay, so of course we are in the middle of the electricity issues and appliances and so on. Again, like we said in the past, it's a little bit more difficult because of the fact that obviously there's no simon in Shulchan Aruch where we could just go straight to the Shulchan Aruch and read out of it. And, you know, everything is applied in various different poskim, there's some machlokes and so on. And the other issue is many of the items we are just bringing up plain and simple to explain. It's like, for example, like today's subject, which I want to talk about, is elevators in general and the Shabbos elevator, elevators in general, but more the Shabbos elevator. Obviously, this is not something that we say, yeah, no, and obviously for many, many reasons. You have various different cases, you have various different type of people, in other words, older people, younger people, people who are not so well, pregnant people, right? And you have various different devices, various different ways that these things work. So obviously, we just want to explain what is the problem or possibly what does the Shabbos elevator, how is it help in conjunction with a regulator elevator? Where is it different than a regular elevator, being this fact that we said Shabbos elevator, because we said last time, just because something it says the word kosher or Shabbos is, Shabbos, that doesn't always make it kosher. But obviously, the Shabbos elevator is a little bit of a more older thing, and we'll just explain it. And then, of course, everybody in their own situation must talk to their own Rav and their own Pesach, and especially, moreover, like we've been stressing constantly every year in Yanim when it comes to all these electrical appliances and so on, because the problem is also each appliance, even though it looks similar, it varies. The appliance itself varies in the way that it works and so on. Okay, so just real quickly to explain from the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, in general, a lot of these things that we're explaining is the general concept brought down in various different Sfarim, a little bit like this, a little bit like that, but just to get the understanding what it's all about. Now, we all know in a regular elevator, we don't go into a regular elevator, right? I have an elevator in my building, a regular, normal, healthy person, and we're not getting into if there's a guy pressing the button for a sick person. That's not the issue at all. Regular, straight-up elevator, of course, we don't go in for various different reasons. Number one, you're pressing a button whereby there's lights over there. You're making electric work. Number two, there's another issue, which is he brings on explaining, moreover, boarding an elevator may indirectly cause more electricity to be used in the motor pulling, right? When the elevator goes up and down, so it pulls one amount. But when a person goes in, because of the weight of the person, it's a greater weight. Obviously, it's a greater weight, and thereby using more electricity. Okay, so obviously, those are a couple of the issues with the regular standard elevator, which in general, we all know, in general, people don't use. Now, what does this Shabbos elevator do? In general, the Shabbos elevator is made to go, many buildings have it. They have it, I know, by my father, Oliver Shalom. They had it in the assisted living home where he was. And people who just can't walk, and people in wheelchairs, sick people, people who just can't walk stairs, you know. So they have something called Shabbos elevator. What does this thing do? So he brings down like this, it's safer again, learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. Some buildings, particularly buildings with people, observant Jews and so on, older people and so on, have automatic elevators. It's automatic. These elevators automatically go up and down, stopping on every floor and opening for a set amount of time. Now, that takes away the problem number one, which we said is pressing the button, right? And you press the button, there's a light going on. If a person, let's say, just walks into it, so it's no button to press. There is no button to press, right? The lights that flash will do so regardless of the usage. It's sort of like the Shabbos mode. We spoke about an oven having a Shabbos mode where it cuts everything off, or a refrigerator or something like that. It cuts off all the problems in the elevator as far as in conjunction with a regular elevator. Now, the lights that flash do not go so regardless of the usage. Right, so the issue of igniting fire does not apply. In other words, the elevator is going to go up and down at the same speed or whatever it is and open the door, whether the weight is more or less. So that's another thing that it takes away. However, using the elevator may cause more electricity to be generated. Still, even though he brings down it could be a problem on that aspect of it. In such cases, obviously, a person, a halachic guidance should be consulted, like a rav or a poysik and so on. So he does bring down, in such cases, there are halachic reasons to allow the elevator for certain, again, for somebody who's sick, weak, old, and so on. Now, the next thing he explains is that it should be noted that the technology used differs from device to device, from one device to another device. And these differences may affect the halacha. That's another problem with electric, where even you could have the same appliance, there's a different company, it works a different way many times, whereby a person has to ask, a person has to look into it to find out what the problem is. Just because a certain thing is allowed to be used in a certain way doesn't mean the other thing. So one may only be lenient, that's what he brings down, like how it's supposed to be brought down. One may only be lenient when the person knows the system, they know the system, and they know what it's all about, and they have to consult their rav or their paisik and find out this type of system for this type of person, old, wheelchair, whatever the case is. We're not getting into all the various different case scenarios, weak, pregnant, whatever, if they could use it, and the rav that gives the psak halacha, and that's all. He goes further and says some are stringent, some are taka strict, that only by going up in the elevator, but not going down. So, in other words, there's sometimes it's a little bit easier, you know. In other words, whereby going up, it's pulling stronger, pulling more electricity. Possibly going down, not as much. Again, we're not giving what one should do here. We're just trying to explain as to what it's all about from the Sefer Learning 3 Minutes, Learning Shabbos in 3 Minutes on page 397. Anybody would love to look it up themselves. It's a good thing to do also. So he goes on to explain, this is because, ironically, there is a greater drain on electricity when descending. Okay, so now, I apologize. I said it the other way, actually. But in other words, when it goes up, it uses less electricity. That's how he explains it. And when it's going down, right, because ironically, there's a greater drain on the electricity when descending, when going down. Okay, but be it as it may, there's the way it works, it could be possibly then going down, it's using more electricity, possibly. Okay. While an elevator would naturally descend using gravity, the extra weight of the passenger is what causes the greater drain on the stopping on each floor, because it has to, push up against the weight. Okay, that's, again, these are all like scientific ways of the way these various different type of elevators work. In a place where Shabbos elevators are not commonly used, there is also an issue of possibly Maris Ayin could be, according to some Paiskim. He brings down, again, from various different Paiskim, various different issues which could be, and we're not going to start quoting all the various different Paiskim. Obviously, this is a schmoozin amongst various different Paiskim, and the prohibition doing so looks like, one is going into a regular elevator. So, bottom line is, like he brings in conclusion, like we said, if a person is ill, weak, pregnant, or old, and they live on a very high floor or something, or they're going to do a certain mitzvah, and it's just way up, too high up, to walk up, and they can't, whatever. A rav obviously has to be consulted before using the Shabbos elevator in any case. Now, again, we're not talking about a cases of emergency where somebody has to get in the elevator and go down the hospital, whatever. That's not the issue at all. We always say that all cases, all hands on deck, you can do whatever you have to do. We're talking about a regular case on a regular weekly Shabbos, how to go about it. A person possibly might not, is ill, old, pregnant, whatever it is. Everybody in their own situation. Reference when it comes to Shabbos elevators must ask and consult with a poysik and a rav as to how to work it, if they could do it, when they could do it, and so on. And he finishes off, in any case, one may only be lenient if one knows the exact technology of that particular model, and how it works, and then through that is able to explain, or possibly sometimes a mechanic could explain, or whatever the case is. Okay, so that's the bottom line as far as standard, as far as a Jew using a regular Shabbos elevator, how it works. Obviously, everybody has to consult and find out what has to be done in their own situation. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tov.